on Q105.
All right, 8:49 coming up, Funky Friday. Forget all the stuff I said earlier.
All right.
A little confused here at the Q. $1,000 Christmas cash every week between now and Christmas to get in on it. Q1055.com. That's how you enter that deal. All right, where did I leave off, Paul?
We got this funny story about the interesting story about champagne.
Well, that's an interesting story there. Yeah, yeah. That we've all done it, right? Somebody has champagne. It's like, anybody got a cup?
Yeah.
Because who walks around with champagne glasses? You know what I mean? Glasses. Mm-hmm. Nobody does that. Well, when you don't have a glass handy, you know, whatever. But if for wine, it doesn't really matter. But for the bubbly, it does. Don't go reaching for a plastic or styrofoam cup if you don't have an actual glass. It turns out it has a negative effect on the taste of your fizzy beverage.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that science?
Oh, it is. And you know what? I don't have my glasses. Hold on, Paul. Darn you. I'm slacking today. I'm sorry, people. But it is Friday, and I don't give a rat's ass. So I guess that's kind of...
the week before the holiday.
How we go there on that deal. Oh, and plus, we only have, what, 6 shows, and we're done for 2017. According to science, a new study from the University of Texas at Austin, they're very good. Researchers found that bubbles act differently in different kinds of containers, which will affect the taste.
Okay.
It turns out the bubble formation, the process on styrofoam is completely different than on glass. So if you ever have to resort to drinking champagne out of a styrofoam cup, the bubbles will be quite different. And the same thing is true for plastic as well. The bubbles actually stick strongly to the walls of the plastic and get bigger before they lift off. The only way to drink champagne is in a glass.
Huh.
Yeah, if you're going to go champagne, you got to go, come on, glass for sure.
Yeah, you want to see the bubbles,
what have you got? Nothing. You
bottle.
Know what? Yeah, everybody just
straight
chugs
up.
It.
Right out of the bottle, baby.
Here we go. Cannonball coming.
What, Susan?
I think we better test that theory out maybe next Friday or Monday.
Oh,
we'll
think that's
a champagne.
Fabulous idea.
We'll get glasses. We'll get our red solo cups.
Toast to making it through another year.
Uh-huh. We'll see how that goes.
And hope January 2nd, the key code works. We can get in the building. Maybe we should do it on January 2nd.
Okay.
All right. Maybe we can do it both.
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Sure. Mm-hmm. All right. So we'll stop at Valero.
Yeah, right.
Valero.
Apu's got some of that.
Okay, I need some champagne, please. Do you have champagne here, please?
Oh, they got champagne.
That's just what I need to know.
Don't you think they do?
I'd like to know, where is your champagne there, Apu?
Yes, I'm sorry. I do not speak English, okay?
But it's a bottle. It's a bubbly stuff. It says
with
champagne.
With a screw top.
Yes, hot dog. Yes, sir, no, sir, maybe, okay.
All right, where's the beverages?
You know they're trying to get Apu off The Simpsons?
Why?
Because he's racist towards people.
He's only been there for 30 years.
I know. It's racist. Against Indian people. Yeah. There's a whole documentary about it.
So there are not people in this country that talk like that? Huh.
No, they might, but it's a stereotype, dude.
It is
they
a
don't
stereotype.
All work at, you know, convenience store, 7-Elevens.
Because that's
except Valero.
That's the only offensive thing on The Simpsons, of course, you know.
Remember when The Simpsons was like the worst show on TV?
Yep.
And now it's one of the tamest.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, whatever. I got an idea. If you don't like the show, don't watch it.
Wait a second.
You're just being silly.
That is crazy talk. All right, dumb move, coming back now with Funky Friday. It's Q105.
Q105 traffic sponsored by Matt.